On to the next case, which is 11460, application by Baytex Energy USA for an order to extend the field boundaries and amend the field rules for the Ambrose Bakken Pool to create and establish one 640-acre spacing unit comprised of Section 36, Township 162 North, Range 99 West, and Divide County. Interested parties, please come forward.
Madam Examiner, Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing case 11460 on behalf of Baytex Energy USA Limited.
Hello, Lee?
Yes.
Yeah, just a moment. We're just getting started here.
Sure, thank you.
Madam Examiner, we're going to have two witnesses in this matter. Our first witness will be a land witness, Mr. Lee Zink. And then we'll also be calling another witness who will be offering some geologic and engineering testimony. And that gentleman's name is Jason Peterman.
Peterman?
Yes. Okay. And our first witness will be Mr. Zink.
Mr. Zink?
Yes.
Do you promise that the testimony you are about to give is the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you may proceed, Ms. Bender.
Thank you. Lee, would you state your name for the record, please, and spell your last name?
Lee Zink, last name Z-I-N-K.
And Lee, by whom are you employed in what capacity?
I'm the landman with Baytex Energy USA.
And have you testified before the commission previously?
No, I have not.
What I'd like you to do, Lee, is just very briefly tell us about your educational background and work experience.
I graduated a degree in history from the University of Maryland and been working as a landman for the last 5 years.
And how long have you been working for Baytex?
I've been with Baytex for 10 months.
And in preparation for today's hearing, which has been docketed as case 11460, have you made a thorough study and review of all the relevant land matters concerning this request?
Yes, I have.
And have you prepared certain exhibits that you intend to sponsor?
I have.
Madam Examiner, read off the further testimony of this. Excuse me, the further testimony of this witness is that of an expert.
Motion is granted.
Thank you. Lee, let's turn to the packet of exhibits, and the cover page isn't numbered as an exhibit, but why don't you briefly discuss what's contained on the cover page?
Cover page just kind of outlining our application for amending the field rules in the Ambrose Bakken Pool, and picture just kind of locates of where in the Williston Basin is the Ambrose Bakken Pool.
Okay, and exhibit L1, which is the first exhibit in the packet. Do you want to tell us what that is?
Yes, L1 is a locator map of the northwest corner of North Dakota showing the location of the existing Ambrose Bakken Pool and our proposed extension in Divide County, North Dakota.
Okay, and then the next exhibit, exhibit L2, you want to tell us what that is?
Yes, L2 is a detailed existing boundaries of the Ambrose Bakken Pool outlined in green. The purple crosshatch units illustrate the 1280s that exist inside the Ambrose Bakken Pool, and the red outline shows Baytex's proposed 640 extension of the Ambrose Bakken Pool, and the red arrow shows our proposed horizontal well, the Furman 36-162-99H well.
Okay, now the application that Baytex made was to extend the field boundaries to include all of Section 36-162-99, is that correct?
That's correct.
And that's depicted on this particular exhibit with the indication of a red arrow on how the well will be drilled, is that correct?
That's correct.
And as I understand, you wouldn't have any objection if the commission decided to include other lands that you have boxed in with the red dashed line, correct?
Correct.
Okay, let's go to the next exhibit, L3, you want to tell us what that is?
Yes, L3 is just shows our proposed extension of the Ambrose Bakken field, and it shows that Baytex Energy and Sampson Resources own the majority of the leasehold in each proposed 640 spacing unit. And again, the red arrow is our proposed horizontal Furman well.
Okay. And if the commission determines that it should only bring in Section 36 and the intervening lands immediately to the north, Baytex would have to come back at a later date and bring in these other lands. Is that right?
Okay.
No, that's a question.
Oh, yes.
Okay. That's all the questions I have for Mr. Zink.
Are there any questions from the staff?
What's the relationship between Baytex and Samson?
We are partners in developing this field up in Divide County, North Dakota.
Any other questions from the staff? Okay, there appear to be none. We'll move on. Mr. Peterman? Mr. Peterman?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you promise that the testimony you are about to give is the truth?
I do.
Okay.
Jason, would you state your name for the record, please, and spell your last name?
My name is Jason Peterman, and that's P-E-T-E-R-M-E-N.
Okay. And Jason, by whom are you employed in what capacity?
I am employed by Baytex Energy as a petroleum engineer.
Okay. I want to make sure that my understanding is you're going to be offering just a little bit of, you're going to be discussing exhibit G1 and G2, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And Jason, have you testified before the commission previously?
Yes, I have.
And you've had your qualifications considered by the commission, is that correct?
Yes, both as a geologist and a petroleum engineer.
Okay. And in preparation for today's hearing, have you made a thorough study and review of all the relevant geologic and engineering matters that are before the commission with respect to case 11460?
Yes, I have.
And have you prepared or had prepared under your control and supervision several exhibits that you intend to sponsor?
Yes, I have.
We'd offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Okay. Motion is granted.
Okay, thank
you.
For
both things.
Jason, let's turn to Exhibit G1 in Case 11460. Tell us what that exhibit is.
Yes, Exhibit G1 is a subsea structure map constructed on the top of the Three Fork. In the application area, the overall regional dip is less than 30 feet per mile, and you can see the orange line on there from A to A prime. That's the cross-section line that goes through the proposed field where we're going to drill the well.
Okay, and G2?
Exhibit G2 is a stratigraphic cross-section constructed through nearby wells and datumed on the Three Forks shale marker. It's showing that the Middle Bakken and the Three Forks pay extend across that area.
Okay, then let's go to E1. Tell us what that is.
Okay. Exhibit E1 is a reservoir properties data sheet that's collected from nearby wells. I used nearby well logs to calculate the original oil in place and then tied that back to actual producing wells nearby.
Wait a minute, Jason. I think you must... my E1 is a plan view of the well.
Okay. Sorry about that. I had the wrong one there. Exhibit E1 is a plan view of the horizontal well we plan to drill, and the key takeaway from this is that this exhibit shows we will cement the 7-inch casing after we drill past the required 500-foot setback.
And if the commission brings in some additional lands as depicted on Exhibit L3, will Baytex drill all the wells in this area approximately in the same configuration as you have it depicted on Exhibit E1?
At this time, that is our plan.
Okay. Now let's go to E2. Can you tell us what that is?
Yes. E2 is a cross-sectional view of the planned horizontal well bore, and the schematic shows the planned depth and length of the horizontal well.
Okay, and then let's go to E3.
Okay. E3 is the reservoir properties data sheet that's collected from the nearby wells, and I used those nearby well logs to calculate original oil in place and then tied that back to actual production to come up with an EUR, estimated ultimate recovery.
And what is that estimated EUR?
205,000 barrels.
Okay. And what's your estimated IP?
220 barrels a day.
Okay. And your primary oil recovery factor that you've utilized for this?
About 8%.
Okay. And then just tell us very briefly what you used for thickness and porosity to come up with those recovery factors?
Yeah, we used, and this can kind of tie back to the cross section there, but we used 18 feet as our gross thickness of the three-fourths target zone, and porosity across that zone is about 8%.
Okay. And then the next exhibit, E4.
E4 shows our expected economics using an 8-year average strip price forecast, and as you can see, we expect to get about a 2.5-to-1 ROI.
Just some general questions. Jason, do you believe the horizontal drilling technique can be utilized in this area generally, and specifically in the in section 36 of 162.99?
Yes, I do.
And if it is successfully utilized, in your opinion, is it going to increase the ultimate recovery of the pool?
I believe it will.
And will it also, in that respect, will it prevent waste?
Yes.
And will it also protect correlative rights and prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes.
Madam Examiner, that's all the questions I have. We would offer each one of the exhibits that were identified by the two witnesses.
The exhibits are received. Are there questions from the staff?
Jason, this is Bruce Junker. Is the Three Forks going to be the target in all 12 of the units that are proposing the extended area?
Yes, at this time, that is our plan.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Jason, this is Lynn Helms. Are you expecting any contribution from the Middle Bakken member?
We don't think so. We're not entirely sure.
Jason, this is Bruce Hicks. Up in that area, what's the closest gas line?
Well, we've got a line up in 163.99, close to section 26. So that's about 7 miles or so away. But we're most of the wells out there with Samson were flaring. We've got about 4 or 5 that are going in their gas line. But this particular well, we would want to flare initially.
Well, after you fully develop this area, I assume that you would try to market the gas.
That is true, and in our economics, we're marketing the gas in about a year and a half or 2 years, which is what we expect to get a pipeline and everything fully according to economics of the price of gas.
Has there been any preliminary talks with the gas line contractors in the area?
Last winter we did, but then when the price dropped so much and we didn't really know what full field development would look like, we postponed that.
Any other questions from the staff? Appear to be none. Anything further in this case, Mr. Bender?
Nothing further.
That concludes case number 11460.
Thanks.
You made an order for this?
I guess you just did.
What time frame are you looking for?
Did you hear the question, Lee?
Can we hear when and why?
Yeah, tell us why you need an expedited order and when you would need it.
This is going to be one of our next couple wells in our drilling plan, and probably... Hopefully, we plan to drill with this well within the next month or two.
Okay. When do you think you would spud the well?
Before November. Before November.
Okay. So when do you have to start preparing the site?
As soon as possible. We're just waiting for our APD to be approved.
Okay. Can you be just a little bit more specific in terms of when you need to have the site prepared? Have you settled surface damages?
Yes, surface damages have been settled.
Okay. Do you know anything else? Okay, that's it. Thanks.
Great, thank you.